What we're trying to accomplish is just a more reasonable school calendar. After about 5 years of trying to have a discussion and get, you know, even a week back of summer for kids and small businesses that rely on, you know, seasonal summer jobs and when they thrive and things like that, we've been pretty unsuccessful about having a seat at the table. So this was after the school board announced the calendar for the next 3 years, which they haven't done in the past. They usually only approve 1 year. For this time, they approved 3 years. We decided it was time to take it to a different level and give people an opportunity to have a say about the school calendar.
And so what do you want to change it from to?
Well, when we were having our discussions, and even the discussion took place at the state level, you know, we were hoping to get, you know, even a week back, which would, you know, have school starting, you know, August 26th, 27th. Via the petition we got from the school district, which this is their language and their petition, this would push the start date after Labor Day. And so that is their law, not ours. There are a lot of parents and businesses that, of course, absolutely think that school should start after Labor Day. That's not what we were pushing for because we were trying to compromise. But this is what we would be voting for if it gets on the ballot via the language we received from the school district.
Again, I'm a little confused here. The petition language is not your own. It's somebody else's?
No, the school district did the language on it.
And why did they do that? Why didn't you do your own language, in other words?
Well, all the petitions and whatnot go through the school district, and they put it together. So we weren't given any other options. This was the option we were given. And I don't know if that's because of state law. State law is that school term is not supposed to begin until the first Tuesday after the first Monday in September. However, a few years ago, we voted for local control at the local level for the school district. So then they had the say to change the start date for school. So I think via referring the process to a possible vote, it now goes back to that state law of not being able to start school basically until after Labor Day. That's my understanding of it.
All right. Well, the bottom line is that your petitions are asking to start after Labor Day, and you're all right with that, or you wouldn't be pushing them, I guess.
Absolutely. We are all right with that. We feel that is a way for everybody to really benefit from the limited time that we have in the summer, either with your family or through tourism or through small business. Or, you know, whatever your reason is, we feel all reasons are valid, and everybody's is different. And that's where we feel that, you know, doing this petition allows us to have a voice, which we haven't been able to really express. We haven't been asked by the school board or the school district to have a meeting or to talk about this or be able to, you know, voice our concerns on it and get some sort of response. And so this is what we've been left with, and so this is what we're doing.
Right. And how is the petition drive going, number one? And a part of that question is, how long do you have to do it all, and when would it be on the ballot if you were successful?
Well, the petition drive is actually going very well. There's we are required to get 4,671 signatures. And so obviously we're looking to shoot for more of that 5,500, 6,000 because they have to be registered voters in the Sioux Falls School District because it's a school district vote. But the petition drive is going very well. We had about 200 copies of the petition, which has 25 signatures on it. And in the first 3 days, those are virtually all gone. So people are very passionate about this. It's been a very busy 3 days, but a good busy 3 days.